Manhunt underway for suspect in savage execution of Texas deputy constable. By Bob Price on January 25, 2022. Houston, Texas, a manhunt is underway for the suspect in what is described as the ruthless, savage execution of Harris County Precinct 5 Constable's Office Corporal Charles Galloway. The Houston Police Department identified the suspect as Oscar Osalis. Houston Police Chief Troy Finner released a photo of 51-year-old Oscar Osalis, Fox 26 Houston reported. The suspected cop killer is said to be armed and dangerous after he allegedly gunned down Corporal Galloway in a hail of bullets Sunday morning. "This is a murderer. This is a ruthless, savage execution," Constable Ted Heap said in a Monday afternoon press conference. "We will not stop until this individual is apprehended, whether it's on the federal, state or local level. People are looking right now and will not cease looking until he is apprehended." HPD Chief Finner told reporters that law enforcement has custody of the vehicle reportedly used by Rosales during the traffic stop that led to Galloway's murder. "We're working with every law enforcement, federal, local, airports to bus stations, every part of our border in Texas. We need the eyes and the ears of all of our citizens to help us bring this suspect in custody," Chief Finner added. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg told reporters the nationality and criminal history of the suspect is not known at this time due to the number of aliases used by the suspect. A spokesperson for Ogg's office told Breitbart, Texas on Tuesday, "His background remains part of an ongoing investigation, but he is believed to be from Central America. We are asking for the public's help in bringing him to justice, and when he is captured, we will ask a judge to hold him without bond pending the outcome of his trial." Oscar Rosales is the name he is known by now. It is not known under that name where his true citizenship is, what his true criminal history is, but this photograph, above, tells you who we are looking for, Ogg explained. "You can't run from your own photo." Breitbart, Texas spoke with officials with Immigration and Customs Enforcement who confirmed they are attempting to positively identify the suspect so they can determine if he has any immigration history. They are not able to confirm his nationality or immigration status at this time. Police recovered the white Toyota Avalon allegedly driven by Rosales during the shooting. Chief Finner reported the identification of two of Rosales' family members, Henry Mauricio Pereira Marquez, 42, and Reina Azucena Pereira Marquez, 40. The two family members are charged with tampering with the vehicle. The district attorney's office told Breitbart, the Marquez siblings said through a public defender at their probable cause court appearances that they are from El Salvador and have been living in the United States for about 9 years. Neither has any priors here. Both remain in custody on $100,000 bonds. Prosecutors ask for $250,000 bonds, the spokesperson added. They are each to appear in court today for their initial appearances in state district court and they each have bail review hearings set for Wednesday. Breitbart, Texas is attempting to obtain additional information about all three suspects from the Houston Police Department, Harris County Precinct 5 Constable's Office, Harris County District Attorney's Office, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. HPD Chief Finner warned the public against assisting in Rosales' attempt to avoid arrest. "Anybody that is assisting him is a felon," the chief stated. "They know he's a felon wanted for capital murder, we are coming after them as well. Anyone with information on Rosales' whereabouts is asked to call Crime Stoppers of Houston immediately at 713-222-TIPS, Fox 26 added. All callers will remain anonymous. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.